As they rode back to the fortress, Balthazar explained to Joshua about the demon. His name is Ketch, and he is a demon of the 27th order, a destroyer angel before the fall. As far as I could tell, he was first called up to assist Solomon in building the great temple, but something got out of hand, and with the help of a djinn, Solomon was able to send a demon back to hell. I found the seal of Solomon and the incantation for raising the demon almost 200 years ago in the Temple of the Seal.
Oh, Joshua said, so that's why they call it that. I thought it had something to do with one of the barky sea animals.
I had to become an acolyte and study with the priest there for years before I was allowed access to the seal. But what is a few years against immortality? I was given immortality, but only so long as the demon walks the earth. And as long as he is on earth, he must be fed, Joshua. That's the curse that goes with being this destroyer's master. He must be fed.
I don't understand. He feeds on your will?
No. He feeds on human beings. It is only my will that keeps him in check. Or it was, until I was able to build the iron room and put golden symbols on the wall that would hold the demon. I've been able to keep him in the fortress I made him build for 20 years now, and it has been some respite. Until then, he was with me every minute, everywhere I went.
Didn't that attract enemies to you?
No, unless he is in his eaten form. I am the only one who can see Catch. In his non-eaten form, he's small, the size of a child, and he can do little harm, except for being incredibly irritating. When he feeds, however, he's fully 10 cubits tall, and he can tear a man in half with the swipe of his claw. No, enemies are not a problem, Joshua. Why do you think there are no guards at the fortress? In those years before the girls came to live there, some bandits attacked. What happened to them is legend now in Kabul, and no one has tried since. The problem is that if my will were to fail, he would be set loose again on the world as he was in the time of Solomon. I don't know what could stop him.
And you can't send him back to hell? Joshua asked.
I can with the seal and the right incantation, which is why I was going to the Temple of the Seal, which is why you are here. If you are the Messiah, predicted in Isaiah, and on the clay tablets in the temple, then you are the direct descendant of David, and therefore Solomon. I believe that you can send the demon back and keep me from suffering the fate of his return.
Why? What happens to you if he is sent back to hell?
I will assume the aspect of my true age, which I would guess by this time would be dust. But you have the gift of immortality. You can stop that from happening.
So this demon from hell is loose, and we are returning to the fortress without the seal of Solomon or this incantation to do exactly what?
I hope to bring him back under control of my will. The room has always held him before. I didn't know. I truly didn't know.
Know what?
That my will had been broken by my feelings for you.
You love me?
How was I to know?
The Magus sighed.
And Joshua laughed here, despite the dire circumstances.
Of course you do. But it is not me. It's what I represent. I am not sure yet what I am to do, but I know that I am here in the name of my father. You love life so much that you would brave hell to hold on to it. It's only natural that you would love the one who gave you that life.
Then you can banish the demon and preserve my life?
Of course not. I'm just saying that I understand how you feel.